This is New England Public Radio. Typically, voters pay close attention to a race for governor or senator, but a district attorney? Not so much. But that is the case this year in Berkshire County, where New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports violent and drug-related crimes are big concerns.
Graham Dean steps out of the wind next to the Great Barrington Post Office. He's lived in Berkshire County for 36 years and says the district attorney can play a powerful role.
They're actually very important people in determining the course of justice.
But what is justice and how to achieve it? For many, these questions are at the heart of this election. And for others, like Pittsfield resident Richard Klein, the biggest issue is on the street.
The city should be safer because there's too much drugs around here.
Darlene and Tom Nichols are walking on North Street in Pittsfield. Darlene wants a DA tough on crime.
More stiff on penalizing people.
Her husband, Tom, supports Paul Cacaviello, the current DA, because of Cacaviello's 30 years as a prosecutor.
Experience, really? I think Paul's the right guy.
But the DA's office has sometimes imposed sentences that were too harsh in the past, says Ed Abrams, who sits on Great Barrington's select board.
Putting people in jail isn't the answer. And sometimes it is, but sometimes it isn't. And Andrea is the first one to come forward and say, I will look at that.
Andrea Harrington is an attorney who won the Democratic primary on a criminal justice reform platform. She criticizes the DA's office for what she calls a war on drugs approach to crime.
They act like they think they're going to prosecute their way out of the drug problem. And if that worked, then we wouldn't have one of the, worst opioid problems in Western Massachusetts.
Harrington says a lot of her clients have low-level, nonviolent offenses, along with drug and mental health problems. She's calling for programs that divert those people from jail.
Instead of just churning them through the criminal justice system, I want to create intervention programs, get people the help that they need early on so that we can keep them out of the system.
To suggest that all we do is send people to jail, and I've heard that one too from her. I don't know that she actually knows the inmate count at the local jail.
That's Berkshire County District Attorney Paul Cacaviello, who lost to Harrington by a little more than 3% in the Democratic primary in September. Now he's running a writing campaign against her, and he says he approaches prosecution on a case-by-case basis.
If it needs a consequence for the perpetrator, that's obviously what we're going to do. But if it's a case where you can show compassion, it's appropriate to do so, that's what we're going to do. And that's what we do.
Cacaviello practically inherited the position of district attorney after his longtime boss, David Capeless, retired earlier this year and asked Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker to appoint Cacaviello DA, and the governor agreed. Cacaviello says his decades in the office make a difference.
You need someone who's actually been doing this work and knows how to prosecute a case. My opponent has never prosecuted a case, ever.
Harrington has practiced law for 15 years. Now, as an employment attorney, she's also done criminal defense and family law. 2 years ago, she ran for state senate and lost. Harrington says by entering politics, she can make change on a bigger scale, including in the DA's office.
What I see in the courts is that the office is very aggressive with easy drug cases, but not so much with the tough sexual assault and child abuse cases.
Cacaviello says he's in the process of starting a domestic violence unit with a victim advocate and an assistant DA.
It allows us to devote, in a busy court, an advocate and an ADA to that particular case so that we can better serve and have justice for that particular case.
Since the primary, Cacaviello has raised nearly $40,000 more than Harrington, including $13,000 of his own money. That's plenty of cash to make videos and hand out business cards that explain how to write his five-syllable name on the ballot. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.